Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is July 13th, 2015. It's a Monday, a very rainy Monday here in Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. I'm Marcos Gazana and this is episode 79 of the Follow English podcast. This is a summary episode, in fact. So like every other summary episode, I'm going to be giving you a brief description of the last 13 episodes in this case today. I've been trying to do that every once in a while so that you don't lose track of what's going on in the, at least in the last few episodes. So let's go and start from episode 66. So episode 66, I mean, because 65 was another summary episode, so I'm going to go from 66 all the way to the end. 66, the name of the episode was "What is small talk?" In this episode, I discussed the meaning of small talk, the concept behind it, and I gave several examples of different situations when you might need to do it. So then I give a list of common topics and comment on the on how acceptable these topics might be and which ones you should avoid when you're using small talk. Then on episode 67, the title is "When Things Go Wrong." In this episode here, I talked about traveling, one of my favorite topics, of course. And I talked about what happens when things go wrong. In fact, I was inspired by one TED video I saw on the internet a couple of days before I did this episode, and it's about traveling and learning how to travel. Learn to travel, travel to learn, if I'm not wrong. I can't remember the name of the guy who... Let me check here if I can still find it. Yeah, his name is Robin Azrock. And that was TEDx Vancouver. Learn to travel, travel to learn. So I was inspired on that video when I did episode 67. Then episode 68 is about the difference between farther and further. So I talked about the difference in meaning and gave a few examples. Then on episode 69, I talked about prepositions at the end of questions. So I gave several examples of cases in which we have a preposition at the end of the question, and I gave some tips about how to create questions with to make questions with the preposition at the end. Then moving on, episode 70 was called episode 70 was about the difference between lose and miss, so these two confusing verbs that we have in English. So I discussed the meanings, the different meanings, and then I gave some examples to illustrate the meanings, and I talked a little bit more deeply about each one of the two verbs. Then episode 71 is actually a mixer episode. For those who don't know what that means, it's normally the kind of episode I interview a few speakers about a specific topic. I normally ask three questions to each speaker, and you can compare the different answers. Then episode 72 was called "Tips for Writing Effective Emails." In this episode, I gave I went through a short list of tips, and 8 tips about how to write good emails, and then I made my own comments and discussed each one of the 8 tips. Then episode 73 was called 5 Random Travel Quotes. I can't remember exactly which travel quotes I read out, but then I basically read out the quotes and made my comments on each one of them and how they apply in real life. Then on episode 74, the title of the episode is The Difference Between City and Town. In this episode, I basically discussed the different meanings that these two different words have and why they sometimes are confusing. I used the site differencebetween.net to give me some insights while I was recording it. Then episode 75 is about IELTS speaking test. So it's about the assessment criteria used. So I went through the 4 assessment criteria and, you know, made my own comments about each one of them, giving some tips on how you can improve on each one of the criteria, or how you can go to the test and do a good job in each one of the 4 criteria. Then episode 76 was about the difference between travel, trip, and journey. Again, some confusing words here that have similar meanings but are not exactly the same. So I gave a few examples on how you can use them. And then this episode was also recorded on video. It was my first episode on video. So you can also go to YouTube and look for The Difference Between Travel, Trip, and Journey, and you will find the video. So it was live, recorded live, I mean, without any editing. Then episode 77, called When to Use Present Continuous for Future, is obviously about the present continuous and how to use it for future meaning. And so I give some examples and explain the context in which you can do that. And finally, the last episode was episode 78, in which I talked about the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages. I linked to the Wikipedia page. So I have the Wikipedia page in front of me. I was reading some bits and pieces and making comments. And I talked about each one of the 6 levels and their main characteristics. So this is it for today. Remember that you can find the the webpage for this podcast at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email you can subscribe to the podcast via email. So then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or even Podomatic and many other podcatchers that you can use to reach us. And finally, I would like to invite you to keep sending the questions that you have or suggestions for future episodes. So keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or questions. And I hope you're all learning something. Keep listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.